Native American elders are viewed as mentors, teachers, and intergenerational transmitters of knowledge. Today, our elders offer you some health advice.
My name is great-grandmother Mary Lines, full-blood enrollee of the Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe. I'm an elder. What is happening, and this COVID and everything like that, I mean, do you realize how many of these we've had before in the planet? It says it in the Bible. It says in the Quran. It says it's through oral history and this stuff and out there. So this COVID, we're familiar with it. Indigenous peoples are familiar with it. It's the outside world that hit them. So that was an eye-opening. We are in such a world of such toxicities with what has been happening around the world that you can't escape it. It just goes into the air. We're going to get it. The other part of it, too, is unfortunately the epidemic within that's airborne and what's happening to our bodies naturally. They created something and there has to be antibodies to go up against it. And unfortunately, humans are the guinea pigs. But this time, you know, it's getting a little bit worse. You know, those three little ships that came to our shores and the few little people that came there didn't take out millions of Indians or natives, the indigenous people. Was there toxins within their body that wiped us out because we weren't prepared for it? We still aren't. We still don't have those type of antibodies and stuff that are so familiar like the Europeans in this. Unfortunately, we have to surrender to whatever is going to help us. It's just the way life is.
Programming for this station is made possible in part by the Minnesota Department of Health. More information about COVID vaccines and boosters, including where to find a vaccination site near you, is online at mn.gov/COVID-19.